With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, I'm Horticulture Week editor Matthew Appleby, and this is the Horticulture Week podcast. It's June and it's sunny, and our thoughts are turning to Wimbledon tennis and strawberries and cream. But strawberries aren't just for June, they're a year-round crop. Using LED top lighting, strawberries can be produced many weeks earlier, resulting in higher prices. Today I'm with Eric Stappers and Pierre Hermans, horticultural plant specialists at Signify, the world leader in lighting. And in particular today, we're talking about horticultural lighting for production of strawberries. So, hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hi, and hello, Pierre.
Hi.
Now, firstly, Eric, how did you get into the industry? How did you become a plant specialist?
I turned a plant specialist about 5 years ago. Before that, I worked at one of the bigger greenhouse growers in the Netherlands, growing all types of greenhouse vegetables. Well, certain time it was time to do something else and decided to go into the innovative industry of LED lighting in greenhouses.
Brilliant. And what about you, Pierre? How did you get into horticulture?
I did an education in applied biology. And after that, I did my Master of Plant Sciences at University of Wageningen. And then I shortly worked at a breeding company. And now already for 2 years, I'm working at Signify as a plant specialist, really focusing on plant physiology.
Brilliant. Awesome. Great background there. So just to carry on, Eric, what's the biggest change you've seen in berry growing in the last 5 years?
Well, a lot of things have changed and are still changing, I think. First of all, we see not only in berry growing, but in vegetable and fruit growing overall, we see a trend that production is more year-round and also local production is getting more and more important. And that also counts for berry growing. So you see a trend from open field going to polytunnels, but also after that from polytunnels, more and more production is taking place in greenhouses, more controlled environments. And with that, that enables growers to intensify the production and produce year-round, produce on a higher quality level, produce higher volumes on the same surface, on the same square footage. And that also enables, in the end, consumers to buy fresher produce, higher quality produce available year-round.
Oh, I see. So we've got getting closer to self-sufficiency in the UK with better volumes and better value for the consumer. Now, Pierre, how have the advantages in technology, for instance, Philips light recipes, affected the industry? How has it made it more competitive, do you think?
Yeah, of course. They started with HPS lights and they cost quite some energy. So yeah, what we see in the last years is that the LED lights are getting more and more efficient. So you can save a lot of energy with this technology. And with saving that energy, you will also save costs for the grower. And there you already see that it's much more attractive to go for LED compared, for instance, to for HPS, because you're really saving a lot of electricity. And on the other hand, you also see that with LED, you can steer much more to a certain light spectrum or light recipe. So certain hours a day and certain day length, certain amounts of lights, and of course spectrum. And that's much more steer it with LEDs compared to other light sources. So I think that that has made it more competitive, and you can really steer it and focus on the crop you want.
Can you tell me a bit more about how that works technically?
In general, at light spectra, we mostly see that we have a base of red and blue LEDs. And why is that? It's very efficient for the plant to capture and to use in the photosynthesis process. But red is also quite efficient for in LEDs to make. So that makes you an efficient system. But in the end, plants cannot grow only on red light. So therefore, you always need a little bit of blue in your spectrum to have a good growth. And then for a spectrum, you can use a little bit of blue. And the higher blue you use, the more compact your crop will grow. Also, always add a little bit of white light. Why do you do that? So for the plant, it isn't really necessary of most of the times. And in strawberry, I don't think it's really necessary. But you need it for our eyes, because we as human are very sensitive to white light. So if you only put a little bit of white light in our LEDs, then for us, we can see the plants as normal. We can see that the leaves are green and that the strawberries are red. And then you have an option. You don't really need it, as far as we know now. We're still investigating or optimizing it. But as far as we now know, there's also a color called far red. That color, that is something we as human cannot see. Plants can see it, and it's a color they will perceive mainly if they are in the shade. So the higher the far red levels are, the more the plant has the idea to be in the shade. The natural reaction of a plant when it's in the shade is to elongate, is to stretch, to get more volume, to outcompete other plants. So that's also a color of light and something we can add in the LEDs to steer our crop in the direction we want. And if we then specifically go for strawberry, we call it the deep red, white, low blue spectrum, but we need the red, the blue, and of course the white light to really see the plants well. Of course, we're still investigating if we can optimize it, but for now, we know that this spectrum works very well.
Now, Eric, what makes Signify different to the other horticultural lighting companies? Is there any differences there that you can tell us about?
There are specific characteristics to Signify, the way how we approach the market, which distinguish us from other LED suppliers. We are on this journey already for 14 years, which gives us a lot of experience. And another very important difference is our triangle approach towards our customers. We have three kinds of people working with the growers. First of all, that's me or Peer as a plant specialist, focusing on the growing technical part of it. What we try to do is optimize the combination light and plants, resulting in the best yield, best quality. Next to that, there's application engineers. They are focusing on the technical installation. Together with our installers, our partners, they've optimized the light installation, the hardware. And next to these two functions, there's a key account manager who is the contact person for our customers, focusing on commercial topics, but also in the general contact. And with this triangle approach, we are different compared to other suppliers. And maybe to elaborate a bit more on our work as plant specialist about how we develop the light recipes. For those 14 years we are active in the market, we established relations with several universities, trial stations, but also growers, which we are really doing research with them. The more fundamental research takes place at the universities, and the learnings we take to trial stations and after that to commercial growers. And with that, we can introduce new light recipes, new applications, ready for the market, and then will be applied commercially. With that, we really think we can stay ahead of competition and make sure that we are always active in the market with the newest state-of-the-art solutions.
Oh, I see. So which universities and research labs do you work with?
The Wageningen University is a very important partner for us. on the fundamental part. Then there's the Delphi Improvement Center in Bleiswijk in the Netherlands. There are several trial stations in Belgium, PSKW and a trial station in Hoogstraten. There's the more applied research which take place at Haas University in the Netherlands. We do that with universities, but also there's joint research with other stakeholders in the market, like seed companies, breeders, propagators, who also really want to learn with us not only the light application, but the general application of LED lighting in plant growth.
Now, Pierre, can you tell us a bit about any projects that you're particularly proud of?
I think there are multiple projects where we and I are also quite proud of, because I think if you're working together with growers and then in the end you will have a good result, and it will give you great satisfaction. So for instance, last year we installed 4 hectares at a company called Dutch Berries. And it was so this year they did their first winter production. The results we saw and the feedback we got from the company, it was really satisfying, and they really liked it. So they're already looking at, can we do even more? Yeah, that's great to see that if you invest in such a company, you work together, you look together to the crop, you evaluate things, and then in the end they say that they're really satisfied with the result. Yeah, that is what you want also as a plant specialist. And on the other hand, we have, as Eric already mentioned, we have also joint research with growers. And here in the Netherlands, we have a group called Vegaria Nova, where we do some research with. So that's a group of innovative growers and plant propagators. And they joined forces to do research. And they asked us if we could be partner on their light research. And now already for more than a year, we're doing research together to optimize their way of growing, and also looking at alternative growing strategies. Of course, that's always fun to really look in the innovative part, and it's always an honor to be asked for something like that.
With Dutch Berries, what sort of results did they get?
So winter production, around Christmas, they start producing. They say really could produce in December, mid-December. And there they had a good quality strawberries with great taste, because they could really have a good climate, and also with big enough fruit. So they were quite satisfied.
Now, we just want to look ahead. Eric, where do you see the industry going in the next 5 years? A bit of horizon scanning.
I already mentioned that we see a global trend for year-round production in several regions in the world, whether it's in Europe or North America or Asia. We see that there's different developments going on why people want to grow year-round. Food security, food availability, quality of produce. That's 3 main reasons why growers see the benefits for year-round production. And we think that'll be only increasing. The people want to have more healthy food available. The population in the world in general will only increase. So the demand for fresh produce will increase. And of course, there's also other trends like climate change, economic circumstances, developments like Brexit. And these are 3 examples of other trends what will increase the demand for year-round local production of fresh produce basically all over the world, where there is scarcity of light in the wintertime. Because that's, in the end, that's our focus, how to improve the food production in wintertime when there is a need for additional light. Then focusing on berry growing, we see where there is just a very little amount of varieties, types of plants being grown a couple of years ago. We see big developments in the genetics, in the way how plants are propagated, in the cultivation system, so the technical way how you really set up a greenhouse. And that'll lead to an even better production in the end, better quality, higher productions. And with that, how we produce berries will only intensify more.
Now, you mentioned Brexit. What impact have you seen from Brexit since January the 1st, 2021? Has it made any changes for you?
Well, we see the change happening at the moment. We do see, not only for berry growing, but also for all crop growers, but also wholesalers, retailers are more focusing on food security part. They find it more important to have production available in the UK. And of course, that's not changing overnight. that's a process where we are in, I think. But our expectation, based on the signals we get from the market, is really that local production in the UK will increase in the coming years.
What about other types of berries other than strawberries? Are people working on them too?
There is definitely research going on about the application of LEDs in raspberries and blackberries. You also see that we make big steps there. I think at this moment we are at the point that we have proven that we can grow raspberries, blackberries year-round, but also still there is optimization possible. But there's another thing, and that's the economic part of it. And I think that's what the market is working on still, to make it economically feasible. In the end, the growing technical and the economic part, they need to be combined in a valid business case. And that's still a bit too early to say that we are there already.
And after all that serious analysis, I want to ask a bit of a comedy question. So both of you, what's the weirdest shape a strawberry has ever grown into?
Now, I saw a thumbs up strawberry once. It's just a strawberry that looks like a hand with its thumbs up.
Do you think that will catch on? Do you think that's going to be commercially available?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I think it's quite hard to replicate that.
Maybe that's something for some scientists to work on in the future, if there would ever be a demand for a whole punnet full of thumbs up strawberries. Anyway, been great talking to you, Eric and Pierre from Signify.
Thank you very much.
And thanks very much for all your contributions there.
Thank you very much.
I'm Matthew Appleby, and this is the Horticulture Week podcast. Make sure you never miss one. Subscribe to or follow Horticulture Week podcasts via Apple iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Once again, thank you and see you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.